Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a good start to your day, end to your day, middle of your day, whatever time or part of the day it is. Okay, so for me, it's the morning. And what do we do in the morning? We have a quick look at the market. This is the first look that I have had at the market. And I tell you, I'm looking at my watch list, but I'm going to have a look now at my top 10. And there's not a great deal of movement. EOS down 5.5%. NEO up, down 3.3%. A fair bit of movement. Erratic movement. Let's have a look at Bitcoin now. Another one of those spike candles. I want to have a look at this. Yes, okay. So it was another very fast shot up on the 5-minute candle. The low of this candle was 724, high 860. So nearly $100 move in that 1 5-minute candle. As a matter of fact, it was pretty much over 2 minutes. Why I go down into these lower time frames and really suss this out and check it out is because I want to see how fast these moves are happening. Sometimes these erratic spikes have been occurring over a very short period, 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute, 5 minute. And it just gives me insight into whether it's likely to be sustained. And again, this is a little spike. It's pulled back straight away and we're still struggling to break up to new highs and push on in that 4-hour uptrend. The daily, of course, I mean, yesterday being the first day of the month, the candle will close in. What is the time? An hour and 40 minutes is when the daily candle of yesterday will close. And so far, it's looking bullish, slightly. It's not overly bullish. The 10 period has moved up through the 20 period moving average. So the moving averages are now crossed in the way for a bullish move. So we have got that set in our favor. I don't put any weight whatsoever, nil, on the crossing of moving averages. I know people call them golden crosses. I know they call them all sorts of things. I call them a complete and utter waste of time. They mean nothing because if you understand what moving averages actually are, i.e. a moving average of price, you'll understand that the crossing of those things don't mean anything. The crossing of two moving averages that I use, the 10 and the 20, just simply means that over the last 10 candles, it's moved up. And guess what? It has, and it's crossed that 20-period moving average. Now, for us, as traders trading the cradle strategy, the way that I like to trade, and following with the trend, we need to have the moving averages in the correct order. That being, for an uptrend, the 10-period moving average needs to be above the 20-period moving average. So they need to fan out. Now, when I say fan out, if you do the peace sign with your fingers and put it sideways, that's what I mean. They're not crossed over. They're not too close. They're nicely spaced apart. Now, this is a part that I cover on the course in quite solid detail, but I wanted to go into that today just to explain it to you, so that you don't need to have done the course. You can just understand what I mean by fanning moving averages. And yes, I use the 10-period and the 20-period exponential moving averages. Now, if you want to go and have a look at how my charts look, go across to Trading View and you can follow me, Trader Cobb, COBB, as you know. You can also get me on Twitter and Facebook there as well, so you can keep an eye on how the charts look and what I'm actually doing. So Bitcoin just crossing up now, changing the direction of the moving averages with Ethereum against the dollar once more. We've just struggled. You know, we've broken back down. We've rejected or got close, not quite to the $500 level. It still looks more bearish here on Ethereum until we break up to new highs there. I'm looking at the daily time frame here. Bitcoin Cash looking pretty bearish right now, if I'm absolutely honest with you. Doesn't look great at all. Still holding low. It needs to try and push up to look more bullish. In our EOS, here we are. EOS is down to $8.20 after having a high in that move of $9.44. Now, an EOS pulled back into that cradle zone, and I know a number of my clients actually took this. A number of the people that are following that have done the courses, I know they took this as a short trade, and now it's probably, it must have been very close, if not definitely getting to that first target of 1-to-1. So if you are in EOS against the dollar short on that daily cradle trade that occurred about a week or so ago, then you probably got your first target. Well done. You took that. I took your Ethereum against the dollar. I got stopped out. You did not. It does definitely look bearish at the moment on EOS. Cardano also looking pretty damn bearish there right now. There's nothing bullish. What? so ever, looking likely to roll over. As a matter of fact, if we break down through, what's the level? 13.5, we're solid downtrend. Lumen is pushing, trying, threatening to move higher into an uptrend. Neo is now a little bit of a mess, zigzag, jig-jag, all over the joint, not worthwhile trading. IOTA breaking down through yesterday's bearish candle, now starting to look a lot more bearish. Ripple doing not a great deal. Very sideways, as a matter of fact, guys. I mean, Ripple's pretty ugly. And Litecoin the same, looking quite bearish. So here's something quite interesting, because we know that Bitcoin is our shining, our knight in shining armor. It's our index, right? When Bitcoin moves, the rest of the market does. As a matter of fact, out of all of these charts right now, Bitcoin is actually looking the more bullish out of the lot, which is quite an interesting thing. It's the only one now where the moving averages crossed over. Neo, very, very close. The moving averages are touching, but not crossed. It's the only one that is starting to bring in some characteristics of, or the first characteristics of a bullish move. Now, we've got to be careful. We can't get ahead of ourselves. We've got to understand that we've had two bullish weeks and we're getting back up into that cradle zone. This may just be a move back up into the weekly for opportunities to get short. But for now, we are starting to see a little bit more leaning towards the bulls at the moment on Bitcoin. The top 10 looking pretty weak, but Bitcoin's starting to look stronger. If we break above the high of, what was it, not yesterday's candle, the day before's candle, a high there that I'm talking about of 6,843. If we get above that level, that will be very significant for us. And then, ladies and gentlemen, I will be looking for opportunities to get long on Bitcoin. Have a fantastic day. I'll speak to you again tomorrow. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.